Yeah, let's talk about Learn Azure SQL Database Best Practice. My name is Luan. I'm based in Brazil. And currently, I work in a company called Pifian, in a company based in Ottawa that provides consulting in the database field. Okay, I just have some certifications. I'm also MVP on SQL Server. And yeah, let's talk about what is important. So let's capture the first things first, right? So what do you need to know in order to move your database to the cloud? I mean, to the PaaS stuff, right? So the first thing is to find the proper size level of this database. So for this, there are three few things important here. So the first one is to, you have, wow. Just, we are, I'm talking with database administrators, right? Just raise your hand. Okay, so I'm just assuming that you guys have performance baseline. That's right. Just raise a hand who here have performance baseline. Yeah, we do. Yeah, normally those are the things that we need to know, but we don't, right? So, but normally this is one of the things that we must know in order to move this data, this database to the cloud, right? In the PaaS, because I'm just seeing a lot of customers migrating their AAS to PaaS and just struggling a lot in performance bottlenecks because they don't know the behavior of database. So for example, let's say that we have a procedure that's IO intensive. So you don't know about that, you just move your database there, you just put a specific size of the tier, and then it just starts being capped because you're just having a lot of intensive I/O operations. So this is one of the things that you should know before to move there and adjust your code. Because, I mean, PaaS is a new revolution. It's a brand new technology. We're talking about 4 years, but it's a new technology. And we've seen that nowadays, we just see a lot of customers going to PaaS, but there are some restrictions. And also, we need to have some mindset changes. So this is one of the things that we need to know. So maybe it requires you to change the code, to change procedure, to change the way that we work in the code. For example, take advantage of in-memory OLTP stuff. Take advantage of cluster recall and store index. So the cloud-first approach, let's use this one. Now, just Microsoft just had in the cloud, just putting everything on the cloud first. So now it's just called SQL Server as SQL Server in the box, unfortunately. I just heard this in the past summit in 2012. And now it's just, wow, it's just totally in the box because it's just receiving everything in the cloud and just going, just push for the on-prem. So let's take advantage of this. Second, let's do a centric stuff and analyze workload in a focused database. What I mean by that is, well, we just have a specific database, we're just thinking to migrate this database to the cloud. Let's think about this one. So understand how much CPU utilization, how many RAM, and about specific things about this specific database to migrate to there, right? So think in the database at this moment because we're migrating database per database. It's not the total instance. We need to think one by one. And this requires a lot of work, right? And for you to not, yeah, I remember that my first migration just in PaaS was 2013. And I was just trying to find the proper size of the database. And then I just realized that Microsoft created a site called a DQ calculator that just simply, it's so easy. I was just killing myself just doing the DTU stuff, the blended mix about memory, CPU, and requests, just trying to fix it out the best approach. And then I just realized that they already have this. So you download a perfmo file, you just leave collecting for 7 days. I recommend you, strongly recommend you for collect for at least 14 days to have an entire picture of your environment and your workload to make the proper measures here in the calculation. And just upload there and just give you the proper size for the database, okay? Specific. It doesn't mean that you're just running a procedure in another different time that just caused some problems. So that's why you need to review in the performance baseline and the workload. And the tier recommendation, this is came from last month. Actually, if you're just having your database running for 15 days or 35, now Microsoft will recommend you the tier that you should go. So when you, once you just go to tier option, in the top, they will recommend you, well, just using the S1, for example, you should go for P1 based on your environment workload. So you're just using analytics information to provide this to you. So super awesome stuff. Okay, so now that we know the proper size of the database, now it's to understand, I think that this is the most headache things. How can I migrate the database to Azure, okay? So thinking about V1, V2, V11, it was, who tried to move in V11, V3, V2 version of PaaS? Anyone here? Good luck for you, good for you, because it just had a lot of pain. Because the compatibility issues was so huge. And now with just talking about V12 that we are currently, we don't have much problems, right? So basically the SQL Server 2016 is almost the same in the PaaS approach, okay? So the most the same engine running underneath. So we have three, first thing is to focus on the, compatibility issues, okay? Check if the database that you want to migrate are having any compatibility issues. And we have three options to make this. First, using Management Studio, you can go to deploy the database to Azure SQL and then just see if it will work or not. But probably just raise an error depending on how much compatibility issues do you have. And sometimes it's painful to see all the errors on the Management Studio. It's not good. So we don't follow this line normally for medium and huge and high database. You have data tools. There's the Visual Studio with data tools, install it. And you have the SQL package for the old-fashioned guys like me. I like the SQL package. So what you can do with this is to check if the database have any compatibility issues to go to Azure, right? So you check first, you make sure that it's clean, it's good to go, and then you just perform the migration of the data, okay? So, and you have the migration assistant. I don't know if you recall, but Microsoft changed this now. It's now called Data Migration Assistant because basically they want to put everything in one place. So it's the same thing when you're just trying to migrate Oracle to SQL and all this stuff that you have the migration assistant. Now you're just embedding in one place only with the recommendations, with everything. So we'll be here, data migration system, do the same thing. Just check the database, just run through the database and check if you have any problems. Let me see, let's check the migration methods, then we'll see a quick demo about this. So about the migration steps, you have the Management Studio. So you can simply go to right button and try to make the process. The good thing here is that it's just moving, transitioning the data and the schema and data. This is a good part, because sometimes there are some options that you just move the schema and just handle with the data afterwards. It's painful because of the primary key, foreign key stuff. You need to disable everything. It's a painful. Okay, so Management Studio is a good approach, and I will explain why. You have the backpack. Do you remember that we have backpack and backpack? Backpack is schema, and backpack is schema and data. Right? So you can just export the backpack, move this big backpack to Azure Storage, and then on the Azure SQL database, import that backpack. You can use Azure Portal, PowerShell, SSMS to make this. Also, you have the SQL Azure Migration Wizard. This is one of the projects on codeplex.com. That it was developed by some guys and one special guys from Microsoft. And the only problem for me, to be super honest, is that it's not being updated since, I think that it's been 15 months without any updates, which means that we don't have the capabilities of SQL Server 2016. So it should be cautions about this, okay? But it works really good. You can use DT and BCP and SSIS. And this is one of the problems that I'm just seeing a lot of migrations. Customers saying, well, I just fixed all the problems and then I can't see my data. Why I can't see my data? Because in SSDT, you don't move the data. You just move the schema. So you just fix everything in the SSDT, but once you just move, you're just moving only the schema, schema only. So if you just want to pick it up this approach, use SSDT plus BCP or SSIS to move the data to Azure. Okay? You can also use the Azure Data Factory to transition large tables. And for example, 10 gigabyte table. You can just use Azure Data Factory for this. ADFS, okay? And I think that this is the best approach for online operation. So you have a SLA, you can just put offline your database, you just want to make sure that you just, in less downtime as possible, transaction replication with push. So you just configure a transaction replication with the on-prem or EAS with your Azure SQL database, and that's it. Once you have everything synchronized, you just switch the connection string, okay? So this is the best approach for online operation. And our famous linked server, right? So we love this. No, we don't. So why are you just putting this? Yeah, just for tiny tables, for example, lookup tables and things like that. Maybe this can be handful or do some queries or not. Just kidding. Okay, let's see something really quick. So how can you migrate this? So here I have a project. So basically here in this demonstration, if you work, I want to show you how I can use SQL package to export all the errors. And basically this will give me, I'm just talking about 100 giga database. It's a huge database. And I'm just using SQL package. This comment I have on the notes of this slide, on this slide that I showed it before, okay? So basically I'm just calling SQL package and say, well, check for me the compatibility issues. So after I'm doing this, this will generate for me a TXT file. And once I just open this TXT file, this will give me all the errors that I need to fix before to move this data to Azure SQL database. Okay. Yeah, the connectivity is not working. But anyway, here you see all the errors. Let's say, well, you have a cross-database join, for example. This is one of the problems here. So just error validating element procedure has an unresolved reference to object. And you see all the line. You just fix everything, just run it again. And once you have this everything cleaned up, now you just read it, you're just ready to go to Azure, okay? And just to perform the migration, just talking about medium and small database, you can come here, tasks, deploy database to Microsoft Azure SQL. Just put your credentials, and remember to allow you to have access on the firewall. This is important. Okay, so the size that you want, so standard, S0 and 1 gigabyte, for example, here. Okay, now what's going to happen under the curtains, this will just save the DAC pack, just send to Azure Storage, and we store in the Azure SQL database. Okay, and behind the scene, what's happening here is just SQL package running and making all the process here, okay? So let me load this. Let me come back, okay. While I'm doing this, I'm just checking the final. Okay, so 3 minutes, no, 7. So how can we implement business continuity with this? So some things to have in mind. Those four, backup, restore. Basic tier, you have 7 days, any point in time operation. So if you have any problem, then you need to restore the database, you can restore in 7 days. Premium and standard and premium now is changed to 35 days, okay? if you want to meet any SLA, in the most of case we need, active geo-replication is the option, and we can have up to 4 asynchronous replicas. We know that. It's just running outside is always on, right? Just with synchronization. You can restore a deleted database. I hope to never do this in my life, but you can do something that you can on premises, right? So if someone for error just dropped the database, you can just restore the database. Not the logical server, the database, okay? And the backpack file. And this is one of the things that when you're just thinking about business continuity, this is the thing here. So I talked about you that you can retain database, you can retain backup for 35 days. But after 35 days. So one of the things that we always perform in a customer is to save constantly a backpack. Because this way I can guarantee that if something happens with Azure or if something happens after 35 days, I will be able to have my data, to have something, to have at least a schema of the database. And I can just restore in my on-prems, I can restore in any data center. So this is an important thing to have, okay? And as the final, how can you tune, improve, and monitor your Azure? So, well, sometimes just pay a lot with tools to guide us and provide some monitoring stuff. And we have this for free, now that we have SQL database, right? You can just, free because you just pay it, right? But you don't need another tool to make this. You just have everything embedded on the Azure. So we can use Alert rules to help you. So we can measure DTU, you can measure in-memory consumption, log, everything. Just create the specific thresholds that you want to use, and this way you just get email and just receive notifications about this. Performance, you have something, it's new, it's the performance insight, just that gives you overview and considerations about the performance on the database. And this sounds interesting. This is not the on-prems, like when you just receive a query, say, well, let's see this query here, optimize, and just right-click and just see that it's including all the columns of the table, you know? It's not working this way. It's just using analytical stuff to provide you a better approach about things that you must do and tweak in order to improve your code. Right? So this is one of the things that, unfortunately, I don't have time to dig into it, but I have the links that point to the right place here. And, well, we have the BCC CheckDB because Microsoft is taking care about this. You have high availability, SLA, and all this stuff, but we forgot about index maintenance operation. So we can use automation in Azure to perform, to create a scheduled job to run in a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to make the maintenance of a rebuild and a reorganize of your database, okay? And I also have a link there, and how can you go, can you make this? And the last one, this is, we just use a lot. It's just, how can you dynamically scale up and scale down? So take advantage of this. This is an online operation, different from AAS. So if you want to change the size of the EAS, you need to shut it down and pour it on again. But here, no, it's an online operation. It's like just always on, just switching context. And you can use this, you can make this using PowerShell. So normally in the business, let's imagine business hours, you're just using a P4 size that is expensive, right? Just running your workload, you just guarantee a good customer benefit, and in the final of the day, you don't need to use P4, so you can scale down to a S0, for example. And at the end of the month, you see that you give a huge experience for the customer, and in the same side, you'll be able to, in the same way, reduce the amount of usage in a comparison between of business hours and off business hours, okay? Before I just thank you, let me see if the migration worked. The deploy completed. Look at this, that I transitioned everything, the database, the schema, the data, okay? Everything. So if you come back here into Azure, We have the database here, okay? With everything. And I guarantee this because I cleaned it in error before to move here. Because we see a lot of times, you see the error on the steps of deploying all this stuff and say, what? It just failed a lot of times. So it fails because of this, right? We have 3 minutes for questions. Do you have any questions about this? If you don't, just thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And if you have any questions, just you can ask me anytime. I'll be around, okay? Thank you, guys.